Tilda and the Quatch Monster, the best of friends, it's obvious. Swinging over houses, riding on their bikes to the moon.
Hello, listener! It's me, Matt, the author of the story you're about to hear. Today's chapter is called The Fastest Rabbit in the World. And you've almost certainly encountered rabbits in other stories that you've read or cartoons that you've seen. And I'm pretty sure the rabbits that you've seen before, they usually have like long pointy ears. You know, they got a cute little tail. And they usually got like big buck teeth, and maybe they're eating a carrot. And they talk like that, and they say, like, "What's up, man?" Like that. The rabbit in our story is unlike any rabbit you have ever encountered before. Because he both is and is not a rabbit. Now, before you start thinking about this idea too much, I want to warn you, this idea is a little bit dangerous. You can hurt yourself if you think about it too much. I almost hurt myself, and I did hurt myself a couple times in thinking about this character and writing this character. But what helped me in understanding this was strawberries. So scientists who study strawberries will tell us that a strawberry is not actually a berry, but a nut. And scientists who study nuts will tell us that peanuts are not actually a nut, but a legume, which is something like a bean. And scientists who study melons will tell us that a watermelon isn't even a melon, it's a berry. And yet, if you go to the supermarket and you're looking for a strawberry, where are you going to find the strawberries? By all the other berries. And if you go looking for a peanut, where are you going to find the peanuts? By the other nuts. And where are you going to find the watermelons? By all the melons. And I just want to know, is it the people at the supermarket who are messing with us, or is it the strawberry scientists? I don't know. Oh, I did it again. Oh, I hurt myself. I think I just blew my own mind. Oh, and I made a big mess in here. I'm really sorry about that. Can I get some paper towels or something? Ugh. Okay, here comes the chapter. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 2: The Fastest Rabbit in the World. The dolphin didn't introduce itself, nor did it seem surprised to find Tilda in the middle of the melted ice cream ocean.
"Well, you landed in the wrong place," it said in a pinched voice, then lifted Tilda up onto its back and carried her away from the ornery turtle's tiny kingdom towards the island called Witzleben. When the dolphin came to a stop, it chirped,
"Here's where you get off. Bye-bye."
Then the animal bucked Tilda up into the air and gave her a whack of the tail, sending her soaring over the water and crash-landing onto the powdered sugar beach. Beyond the sandy coastline, there was a wall of jungle. The beach itself appeared to be completely empty, except for a single colorful palm tree. The huge plant was like nothing Tilda had ever seen. It had long, velvety leaves. The trunk was covered with soft, golden-brown fur. When Tilda placed her hand on it, something extraordinary happened. The tree started to sway back and forth, and a voice croaked,
You there, can you read?"
Tilda considered running away, but as she had indeed just learned how to read, she felt it important that she stand up for herself. "Yes, I can read, actually."
"Oh, wonderful," the tree boomed. "You must be a very intelligent person."
Tilda felt her face go red. "Well, I can't read very fast yet."
"Read? Who said anything about that?"
"You did," Tilda giggled. "You asked me if I could read."
"I did? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very forgetful. I wonder why I asked you that.
The plant-like being scratched itself with a branch, and Tilda noticed something shiny dangling in its leaves. Hey, you've got something stuck in your branches, she said. Hold still, I think I can reach it. Then she started to climb.
Wait, the furry tree said. I have to warn you, I am quite, very ticklish.
Tilda snatched the shiny object and dropped back down to the ground to examine it. It appeared to be a gold medal, like the kind you get for winning a race. The tree bent over for a closer look.
I'd be interested to know what those words say, but unfortunately I can't read. Can you?
The fastest rabbit in the world. Tilda looked at her new acquaintance. Are you the fastest rabbit in the world?
I don't know.
The creature seemed even more confused than she.
Am I?
Well, Tilda took a deep breath. Rabbits don't normally look like trees, but trees don't normally talk.
Can rabbits talk?
He asked. Not usually, but even if you are a rabbit, how can you be fast if you can't move? To that, the magnificent being let out a great
boom
and flipped himself up out of the ground so he was standing, roots and all, on the beach.
Oh my goodness, he said. I didn't know I could do that.
Tilda clapped her hands with excitement. Okay, great. Now let's see how fast you are.
All right. Yes, great. Let's see how fast I am. Oof!
The creature immediately tripped and fell flat in the sand.
Pah! Pah!
He spat.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Tilda snorted with laughter.
Are you okay?
The rabbit, who looked an awful lot like a tree, examined his tangled mess of tiny roots.
I think I twisted something.
Well, it's no wonder you have a hard time running, Tilda said. You don't have any shoes. Then she removed her own sneakers and offered them to the embarrassed creature. Here you go. Now let's get that hair out of your face so you can see where you're going. As he tried on his new footwear, Tilda climbed all the way up to his top and made two bushy ponytails with the twigs and leaves covering his face.
Oh my, I can see.
The fastest rabbit in the world boomed, blinking his eyes.
What a beautiful place this is. And you, I absolutely love your hair. Come over here. Let's see how fantastic we look.
Then he led her down the beach to a still pool of water. When Tilda saw her own reflection, she couldn't believe her eyes. Or maybe it would be better to say, she couldn't believe her hair, which was streaked with yellow, green, pink, red, and blue.
Rainbow hair? When did that happen?
We look really wonderful, don't we?
The happy, tree-like rabbit smiled, admiring his new ears.
I absolutely love your hair. Now tell me, who are you and where did you come from?
Then Tilda told him everything. About Quatch Monster and the swing, the trip down the sink to get back his keys, the Voot Monster, Miss Anita and Gabby, and finally how she was separated from Quatch on his weird bike as they were racing down the rainbow. Then she confessed, I miss my mom and dad, and my little brother too. The fastest rabbit in the world nodded.
Then we should find your friend and get you back home. Now, if I had to take a guess, I would say we should go that way.
And he pointed to a great stone archway which had appeared at the edge of the nearby jungle. Where did that come from? Tilda asked, rubbing her eyes.
I don't know, but look. There's something written across the top. Can you read? Unfortunately, I cannot.
Go this way, Tilda read aloud.
Boom! Now that sounds promising.
Then, without further explanation, he sprinted up the beach towards the archway.
Wait! Tilda shouted. Where are you going?
Apparently, the fastest rabbit in the world didn't hear her, because instead of stopping, he kept going through the archway and into the jungle. Without wasting a second, Tilda ran after him. As she approached the archway, she felt a rush of jungle air hit her in the face, hot and smelling strangely like compost. The trees here looked just like Tilda's new friend, but gray, dry, lifeless, and wrapped in thick black vines. When Tilda plunged through the archway, she heard a growling sound which made her stop dead in her tracks.
Grrrr,
came the sound again. Suddenly, Tilda was overwhelmed with the desire to go back. But when she turned around, the beach was gone. She was surrounded on all sides by the gloomy gray trees. The archway, too, had disappeared. In front of her was a path of sand, black and shimmering as the midnight sky, winding its way through the wilting trees. Gathering up all her courage, Tilda started down the path. But with each step, the growling became louder. The trees crowded the way forward, slapping her in the face with their drooping leaves as she walked by. Then, she felt one of the black vines reach out and grab her leg.
Hey! She shouted. That's enough. I am trying to catch up with my friend. Will you please just let me get through?
Then, as if she had said some magic word, the trees leaned back and she could see clearly the way forward. Far ahead, the fastest rabbit in the world was crashing deeper into the forest.
Hey, stop! Wait for me! She shouted.
But as she started to go after him, a huge flower, even taller than Tilda, sprang up in the middle of the path, blocking her way. Bending its lion head down towards her, it growled.
Greetings, I was trying to say, but the words got stuck in my throat. Hey, I like your stripes.
Relieved, Tilda ran a hand through her rainbow hair. Thanks, they're new.
I've got stripes too,
the lion-headed flower said, showing its striped backside to Tilda.
I'm a dandy liger.
Smiling politely, Tilda tried to look around the creature.
If you don't mind, I need to catch up with my friend.
You mean that rabbit that just ran through here?
Not much of a friend, if you ask me,
the dandy liger said, crossing its leafy arms.
I always wait for my friends.
That's nice. Do you mind if I go past you? Tilda asked, already stepping around the flower.
Oh, sure, go ahead. Don't mind me. It's not like I need any new friends.
Sorry, Tilda shrugged. Maybe you can make friends with some other dandeligers.
They're all gone!
He screamed suddenly, then burst into tears. Running off down the path, Tilda could still hear the flower crying as she came to a fork in the road. As she tried to decide which way to go, she noticed a small gathering of mushrooms wearing fancy dresses, all standing around a smashed tea table. They appeared to be very annoyed as they picked up broken dishes and scattered cake crumbs using their tiny mushroom hands.
Excuse me, did you see a rabbit come this way? She asked.
We certainly did, one of the fancy mushrooms cried. He absolutely ruined our tea party.
Do you know which way he went?
That depends,
the mushroom replied, adjusting her poofy gown.
Are you going to bring him to justice?
The other mushrooms stopped what they were doing, waiting for Tilda's answer.
I'm not sure, she hesitated, looking down one of the paths ahead. Not too far away, a grumpy-looking boulder was muttering to himself and shaking a stony fist.
Tilda ran off in that direction, shouting, "Never mind, I think I know which way he went. Bye!"
Then she ran, past the grumpy-looking boulder, past a choir of unhappy slugs whose rehearsal the tree-like rabbit had interrupted. She was pumping her arms and legs, going as fast as she could, following the trail of unhappy creatures he had left in his wake. Somehow, the faster Tilda ran, the easier it became to go even faster. Before long, she turned a corner and found herself just a few steps behind the fastest rabbit in the world, so close that she could almost reach out and grab him.
"Hey!" she screamed. "Hey!"
Looking over his shoulder, her new friend smiled at her, but continued running.
"Boom, I say, little girl, I'd like to congratulate you. You are quite an impressive person. I have never seen anyone run so fast in all my life. What's your name?"
"Tilda," she said breathlessly.
"Boom,"
the tree-like rabbit responded. Tilda and her forgetful friend, whose name was apparently Boom, were now charging side by side through the jungle. Now that she was no longer alone, Tilda didn't actually want to stop running.
"Hey," she said, "I'll race you to the other side of the jungle."
Then, without waiting for an answer, she kicked it into a higher gear, her breath coming more easily now, her legs a blur, the jungle whipping past her. Then, suddenly, she burst out into the open air. The blank white sky of this strange world above her. The trees were behind her. The path had faded away. But still, she kept running. Up a hill, towards the edge of a cliff, her friend shouted from somewhere behind her,
"Excuse me, Tara, what was your name? I think it's time to stop."
But it was as if she had forgotten how to stop and only knew how to go forward. Without even considering if it was possible, Tilda stepped off the edge of the cliff and into the air. Looking down, she saw the melted ice cream ocean far below her. She could hear the crash of its waves against the chocolate-brown cliffs. When her feet touched down gently on the cobblestone path on the other side of the gap, she stopped running. In front of her was a simple silver mailbox with a red flag. The name on the side? Q. Monster.
That wraps it up for this episode. If you would like a digital copy of our first book, just send us a picture of your favorite part of the story today. You can reach us at quatchmonsterpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram. Thanks for listening.